Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Greenbuild 2014 in New Orleans, and I'm with Tim Duggan, who's with Reed Construction Data, also known as CMD. Tim, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the background first. Reed Construction Data has gone through a name change. Tell us what's going on there.
There's been a lot of changes in the construction information industry, and people are realizing that we're moving from old data companies to market intelligence companies, where we help people with understanding what's going on in the marketplace by the use of the data that we collect. So Reed recently changed our name and went back to something that we were called before, called Construction Market Data. So we're now moving forward under that heading.
Well, what I wanted to interview you about is the outlook for construction spending and a little bit of the green trends. We'll get to that in just a minute. But I remember, I think Greenbuild last year in Philadelphia, or maybe the one before that, you had a major presence on the show floor, and I think you were introducing a Cubus product. Is that right?
Correct. And Cubus was the first pass at providing a web-based internet service where people could look into specifications and actually track trends of material products on construction project specifications.
All right. So as you look into your crystal ball and you talk to your economists, I know you have economists on staff, tell us what the outlook is for construction spending.
Actually, the construction spending is looking very positive in the future. We've obviously been through our historical downturn, and we've hit the bottom, and things have been building up quite actively, and the future is really looking very positive. Two of the things we do is an economic outlook, and then we also use our planning pipeline in order to evaluate what's in the pipeline that's coming down the road, and the growth of that pipeline has been tremendous of recent.
Now, the people listening from my audience are probably interested in the different sectors. You know, we have healthcare, we have education, we have retail, we have institutional. Can you tell us a little bit more as far as of that outlook, which sectors are looking better than the others?
We're seeing some very high growth expected in the medical, mostly in the hospitals, and but with a little pent-up demand because of all the changes that have happened in that industry. We are seeing strong results coming out of the education market, and quite literally the retail market is very strong. So we are seeing some good signs on those as far as the future.
And what about the government? Are they going to start spending again? Can you tell?
The government, a call based on what happens in Washington. So there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline, but things have been there for quite some time.
You know, we ran the news today on Floor Daily that the AIA index, the architectural index, came out yesterday. And it was the strongest it's been in a long time, way up, I think, around 55. So that's an indication that for 2015, this thing is going to sustain itself at least through next year, right?
Correct. And that kind of goes along with that planning pipeline that I was talking about. We are seeing that same growth also, where they do a survey of the architects. We're proactively going after those architects to find out what they actually do have on their boards. And we are seeing that expected growth also.
Can you tell us from a percentage standpoint how much stronger 15 might be versus 14?
We're just putting together our newest Q4 forecast. Back in Q3, we were looking at probably a 10 to 15% growth across the board in all commercial construction for 2015. Getting indicators that our Q4 is going to be even more positive than that.
Okay, great, fantastic. We're at Greenbuild, and so when you start thinking about construction and spending, tell us what you're seeing as far as green trends are concerned.
The green trends, it's very much more driven by the cost of doing green. And a lot of people are asking questions about that. Where is the benefit? You know, there, obviously we know the environment benefit, but people do ask that cost question and where that can go. So we are doing a lot of tracking of that information and trying to help people understand where that activity is taking place so that manufacturers know which kind of products are getting the most activity in green.
That's the age-old question, isn't it? I mean, green sounds good, and it's the right thing to do, but will people actually pay for it? And so do you have any intel in what areas people are willing to pay for it? I mean, obviously, I'm sure solar panels and insulation and things like that. Do you have any other input?
Actually, a lot of it is driven by the requirements for VOC and things of that nature, where they want these kind of requirements met for building the buildings, and project specifications now are directing builders and people that when you use products, they have to be green based so that they are good for the environment.
All right, so green, you're talking about indoor air quality then, aren't you?
Correct. Yeah, I think most of the impact that we're seeing from a project specification basis is in that area.
Tim, I know that a lot of people probably subscribe to your data, and so if people want to get more information specifically about the outlook for construction spending, where can they go?
You can come to our website or to our booth here at Green Build. We have a lot of new products that are helping people identify just those trends in the marketplace, from our starts data to our spend data to our new application for contractors called Bid City.
And what is your URL for your website?
www.cmdgroup.com.
Okay, great, Tim. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Tim Duggan, who is Director of Custom Solutions for CMD, formerly Reconstruction Data, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.